Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Lech Lecha, Tav Shin Pei Beis, Alin Shulei, Lenishmas, Rokha Parabas of Moshe, Rafur Shalema, for Baruch Ben Miriam, Beso Shar Chal Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Zerek Kodesh, the Rapshitzer, Rabbi Zuchos Yagan Lina, of Talitzvi of Rapshitz. Says the Rapshitzer, Perek Yud Beis, Pasik Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Ve'escha, Lungai Gwado, Ve'avarecha, Ve'avadlo, Shemech, Ve'ayay Baruch Hu. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you. And you're going to be great. And the Heye Bracha, you're going to be a great Bracha. And Rashi quotes the Chazab, the Chal Chaisman. The Klai Yisrael will finish off their Bracha. The Chal Chaisman. Right? The Gemara in Psachim, Nav Kuv Yadayim and Beis. The Chal Chaisman v'lobahem. They're going to end off with you, Avram, but not with Yitzchak and Yaakov. Says the Zerah Kodesh, what's the idea here? Says the Zerah Kodesh, a beautiful idea. He tells us, the Chal Chaisman, that even though sometimes there'll be din, and there'll be gvura in the world, and maybe sometimes we won't understand the Rabbonu Shom. Becha choismin, through your midah of chesed, laham shi chasodim in midah she'avra avinu, she'yipasku ha'dinim v'ha'gvuz v'advar mehem. This is what it means, becha choismin, when there's going to be din, there might be corona in the world, and maybe there might be people who are in challenges, who are suffering in tragic times. But through your midah, becha choismin, through your midah, that'll stop the gvura. That'll stop the din. That'll stop it. At the end of the day, when there's a lot of chaos and there's a lot of challenges, Bechach Chaisman says the Zohar Kodesh, that's not a time to get more gvurdik. When you see challenges, darkness in the world, it's a time we have to settle down, we have to hunker down, more chesed and more love. Right? The Baal Shem Tov of Judah said this in a sefer. Someone once came to the Baal Shem Tov, and Weimar said this ma'aseh as well. At the end of the day, when someone's son was going off the deep end, he didn't want to do anything with Yiddishkeit, what should he do? Should he throw him out of the house? The Baal Shem Tov said, no, love him even more. And that person had need was such a gvur, such a dindiga place, you love him even more. You love him even more. And something else, just to add on to the Zerah Kodesh of the Baal Shem Tov, on Bechal Chosman, we said in the past, from the Divi Yisrael of Majitzer, what does it mean, Bechal Chosman? So we know that the world, the Mishnah of Merkavah tells us the world stands on three things: Alavoda, Tatari, Avoda, Vagivas Chasadim. Says the Divrei Yisrael Majitz, quoting of Yechazkel Kushmer, his grandfather. Torah is Yaakov Avinu, Yitzchak is Avoda, the Karbanos is Keneged Tefila, and Avram is Chesed. But at the end of the day, you want to know how to bring Mashiach. Bechach Choismin, Bekulam. What does Choismin mean? It means to bring the Geula. What's going to end the Galus? What's going to end the Galus? Haynu ba'omer be'gimilas chasadim bechachesmith through your chesed, through your midah, that's going to end the galus. So Zerah Kodesh says when there's gvura in the world, bechachesmith, we have to hunker down with, we have to more chesed. And when a kid is not doing well, you have to love him even more. And the Divrei Yisrael says, you don't know how to bring the chasima of galus through chesed, through kindness, through midos, through love, and care for all. Moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two comes to us. Also on the Pasuk of Heye Bracha Yud Beis Beis comes to us from the Rebbe of Shmuel Yom Mizvalin. The Zvaliner quoted also in the Divrei Yisrael. The Heye Bracha. How do you translate the Heye Bracha? So we just translate the Heye Bracha was the wind of Chesed. But then he says, the Rebbe Zvalin of Shmuel Yom Zvalin, he says at the end of the day, you want to know how to be able to bring the end of Galus. Says the Medrash in Yalkut Hosea, Tov Kuf Yotes. Ein HaGalios Miskansas El B'schar Amuna. It's got to be with faith. Bechal Chaisman, how to bring the end of Galus through Emuna, through the Schar of Emuna. And this says the Zvalina Rebbe, Behu Madrigas Avram Avinu Kemosha Kotzav Hemin Ba'Hashem. We're going to see later on in the Parsha that Avram Avinu believed in their Bodeshom. Bechal Chaisman, that you know how they're going to bring the Gula? When we decide to be like Avram Avinu with our Emuna and our faith. Like Rav Weimar Shlita likes to say from the Kutim Aran that in the Shmata, In the Hagdamah to Tanyana, the second portion of Likutei Maharan, Rabbi Nachman starts off, Yechezkel Alam Megibah, the Pasuk says, Echad Haya Avraham. Avram was one. What does that mean, Avram was one? She'Avram Ovar Hashem Rakadei Shehaya Echad. Avram Avinu served because he was an Echad. She'chashev Badaito Shehu Rak Yechidi Bayoilam. He viewed himself as he was the only one. And he didn't really look at the rest of the world. That's what he's called Avram HaIvri. The rest of the world was on one side of the river and he was on the other one. At the end of the day, when we take that meat of Avram Avinu with our Amuna, but first we start with the Chesed from the Divrei Yisrael, but from the Chesed of Kushman. Now this one, from the Divrei Yisrael quoting the Zvaliner, from Shmuel Yom Mizvalin, when we take that meat of Avram Avinu, the Chal Chosman with Amuna, we want to know how to end the Galus, to have the Chesimah to all to come to Eretz Yisrael. It's Beschar Amuna, the Hemin Ba'Hashem, that Avram Avinu is categorized not only as a Baal Chesed, but as a Baal Amuna. B'chachos, we want to know how to bring Mashiach. It's dafku with emuna. It's dafku with complete faith and trust in the Bnei Shem. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman writes to Rabbi Echad Haya Avram. The rest of the world is on one, and we viewed ourselves as Echad. Echad Haya Avram, to believe in the Bnei Shem, just like Avram did. An incredible idea. Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu Zalin and Rabbi Nachman, moving on to idea number three. We jump ahead to Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud. Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Torah from the Chesel of Avram, of Radomsk, the grandson, I believe, of the Tefer Shlomo. So the end of the war, it says, Ve'emek hasidim be'eros be'eros chema v'ayanusu melech sedom v'amor v'yiplu shoma v'anisharim heru nosu. The valley of the sidim was full of these wells. The kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and they fell into them while the rest fled to a mountain. V'anisharim heru nosu. Says the Chesed of Ram, what are these last words? V'anisharim heru nosu. The rest, the leftovers, ran to the mountain. What's the deeper idea for us? He says, Hameitzim atzmu kishirayim v'hanisharim. Someone who makes himself as leftovers, right? Nisharim makes himself as leftovers. You view himself as humble. You view yourself as the Baal HaNava. Then you'll be zocha to beat the Yitzhahara. Misugo lamo negra Yitzhahara shenikahara hara nasu. As Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Yitzhahara is kinega. When we think of the word har, har is kinega the Yitzhahara. So now back into the pasuk. V'hanisharim. When you view yourself as shirayim, when you view yourself as shirayim, as leftovers, then you'll be zochah to hera nasu, then you'll be zochah to be the Yitzhahara. How critical, how crucial is the midah of anava, something that we focus on the past few weeks. From Rav Kudush HaZlevi, Moshe Kol B'Chibot Tor Misina, Rav Tzadok V'Nafshi Ka'afar, then the Tzachlebi, we have to open our hearts, and then we have to have opening hearts, but first it starts with anava. But then I saw another Zerah Kodesh. And Avram Avinu says later in the Parsha, Ayomer Hashem Elokim Ma'ba'ida Ki'ir Hashana, in Tesvav Ches. He's Avraham Avinu makes that famous statement. How am I going to know that Klal Yisrael, my children are going to be able to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Says the Zera Kodesh. You read this so beautifully. Bama does not mean just with what. Bama means with the code word of Ma. Right? And the Ma refers to like when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Anochi, Ma, what are we? Ma, Eda Ki Yirashena. When you have the Mida of Anova, not only were you able to beat the Yitzhar like the Chesel of Ram says, but Bama. Bama, when you have the midah of anova, then you be zochah to conquer Eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Mamad Zayin Yudav, the anovim yishu aretz, the humble ones will inherit the land. She Yerusha Saaretz Magil Amishu Anov. The coming to Eretz Yisrael, the ones who are inherit Eretz Yisrael, the ones who are bali anova. Bama is a code word. It's a code word. Anochi Alfa Ve'efer Bama, but the midah of Ma, Anachnu Ma, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Shemot Tzayin Zayin. Then you be zochah to kiyir hashena. It's such an incredible idea from the Chesel of Ram Hanisharim. Then you be zochah to Har and Asubid Yedet Zahar and the Zera Kodesh Bama with the Mid of Ma. Then you be zochah to Ada kiyir hashena. Zochah to Eretz Yisrael. Wow, unbelievable. Moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 we said in the past, but I had to say it again. Yudalet Chav Dalet. Biladai Rak Asher Achlu Hanorim. Says Avraham Avinu, I'm not going to take a shoestring. I'm not going to take anything from the spoils. Biladai. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Yudalet Chav Dalet. Why did he add in the word Biladai? What's it teaching us? Says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to chumras, when it comes to stringencies, you take it upon yourself, no problem. But it comes to affect other people, no, can't happen. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to your avodas Hashem, you focus on yours, but it doesn't come at the expense of someone else. Hey, Avraham Avinu said, yeah, I'm not going to take anything from the spoils. I'm not going to take anything from the spoils, but that my chevra, my army will. That's why it says Biladai. He's medayik about that. Me, only me. And says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to your avodas Hashem, your ben on al-Malkam cannot come and hurt your ben on al-Chavero. It only has to come to enhance it. Like it reminds me of a ma'aser Reb Saul Salanter. So it's Yagar Aleinu. They asked Reb Saul Salanter, what should you have in mind when you put your talis on in the morning? What should you have in mind? And Reb Saul Salanter answered back, don't hit the person next to you with your strings. We all know that feeling. Wake up in the morning, you get hit in the face with the string. Someone so such a frumma guy, he needs to put it, wave his tzitzis. Not saying you shouldn't do it in a holy way, but you got to do it in a b'nadar, b'nadam l'chaver degaway. This is exactly what the Chofetz Chaim says. Make sure your b'nadam l'makom does not come at the expense of your b'nadam l'chaver, but it only comes to enhance each other, to bridge together. And that's what Avraham says, b'ladai, says the Chofetz Chaim. B'ladai, yeah, I'm not going to give him the spoils, but that's not going to come at the expense of anyone else. One incredible idea of the Chofetz Chaim, yourself, so moving on to idea number 5. The number 5 comes to us to Tefer Shlomo. We just quoted his grandson, now we're going to quote the Zayda, the Tefer Shlomo, the first Radomsk Rebbe. Tezvav Yud Gimel. Vayomer la'avrom yado kedeido kigeria zarech beretz alolahem avadom inu osom arba mi'al shana. Kadosh Baruch gives Avram Avinu, there's this deep sleep, a great darkness fell upon him, the pasuk before. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that they're going to be for 400 years. The Tefer Shlomo is Medayik. Why does it not say Vayomer Hashem Lavram? It just says Vayomer Lavram. It doesn't say Vayomer Hashem. Why? Why leave Vayomer Hashem? Usually when pasuk says Hashem spoke to Avram, Hashem spoke to Moshe, just says Vayomer Lavram. Says the Tefer Shlomo, we know the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, and in Brachos, but Pesachim tells us, Kuf Yudzayin Amalav, and Brachos, I believe, Daf Lamed Amalav. That the Shekhinah is only Shechora mitoch Simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only brings His presence when there's Simcha. What happened right here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu about the Gullus, and he got into a great place of darkness. At the end of the day, the Shekhinah can't come here. So in order to be able to tell us that the Shekhinah was not here, Vayomer Hashem, it was a little lesser, lower level Shekhinah. So it just says, Vayomer Stam, ki HaShekhinah eino shoa rak mitoch Simcha. The top pasuk wants to tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love of Shekhinah, whatever that means, it wasn't Vayomer Hashem, it was just Vayomer Lavram, abruptly. Because at the end of the day, to have Hashem, you need the Simcha. And right before, not if something against Avraham Avinu, but he just heard about the Gullus, he just heard about the 400 years, he couldn't have the full extent of the Shekhinah. At the end of the day, Rav Weinberger said this over at the Bar Mitzvah over Shabbos, I was zochet to be in Ish Kodesh Baruch Hashem over Shabbos. And he said, there's two types of days. There are happy days and there are sad days. And it's up to us and how we translate them. And he quoted an Ishbitzer from Miketz. Tishma Cholam Liftor So. By Yosef Inu, Yosef Atzadik, by the dreams. Says the Ishbitzer, Haniki Kol Inan Olam Haza Heim Kecholam Hatzorech Pisron. All of Olam Haza, all of nowadays, is a dream. And the way we interpret is that's how it's going to be. Kamosha Yiftor Lo Ha'adam Ken Yokum Etzlo. The way we view it, then that's the way it's going to be. We can view things as hard, or we can view things as good. Everything is good. The Rabbon Hashem is good. But we have to view everything as good. And we have to view everything with simcha and everything with joy. And I saw this word for the Tefer Shlomo, and I tried to connect it back to the Ishbitzer that Rav Weinberger Shlita quoted. Because it's such an incredible and crucial matter. At the end of the day, anything that's going to happen to us is good. But it's just about how you view it. Yesterday I got my bag taken from the gate agent. At the end of the day, I was a little upset about it. But at the end of this, Gamzu the Toiva. Gamzu the Toiva, I didn't have to pay. No, Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to shop another thing. It's all good. What an incredible idea. Vayomer Stam. It doesn't say Vayomer Hashem Lavrom. Davka, to tell you, because he was in a place of Choshech. And you need to be able to bring the full Shekhinah to have the Simcha. It's all about how we view it. And that's how, when we view it in a good, positive way, that's how it would actually be. Let's review these five ideas. We start off with the Zera Kodesh. V'heyei bracha b'chol choysmin. Then even when a person has a lot of gvura in their life, that's a time you have to bring more chesed and more chesed and more chesed and more amshich chesed like the Zerah Kodesh says. And the Zerah Yisrael says that at the end of Galvus b'chol chesed, right? And the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos that the world stands in three things: chesed, avoda, gimel chasadim. Avram is chesed. Yitzchak is avoda. Is tefillah, is the carbon. Yaakov is Torah. But the end of Galvus, the chesima is going to be with chesed. All about chesed, our kindness, our midos, our interpersonal relationships. The second idea we said for Shmuel Aliyah of Zvalin, quoted by the Divrei Yisrael, the Medrash tells us that in Schar of Amuna, that's going to have the chasima of Galus, that the Schar being a faith, like Rabbi Nachman says in the Tinyana, beginning of Tinyana, Echad Haya Avram, like Cheska Avram was one. We have to be like one, to believe in the Rabbon Hashem as one, just like Avram Avinu. The whole rest of the world is on one side of the river, but we decide to be like, to be like Avram Avinu. The third idea we said from the Chesed of Avram, and Yud Zayin Yud Yudal Yud and Nisharim Haranas. When we're zochet to be Nisharim, we're zochet to have another. Then Haranas, we're able to beat the Har. The Har, the Gemara and Sukkah tells us the Yitzhar. Then we're zochet to beat the Yitzhar. And this is where we added the Zerah Kodesh. The Zerah Kodesh says, "But me'ada ki irashana." Avram says, "How am I going to know that they're going to inherit Eretz Yisrael with the midah of Ma, with the midah of Anochi Ma?" Right, the, like the Ishbitzer says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma is the code word for another. But Ma, then ki irashana, and then you're zochet to be koner Eretz Yisrael. The fourth idea is from the Chavetz Chaim, Yudal Chavov, Biladai, only Avraham Avinu is only me. Why does he add in the word Biladai? So the Chavetz Chaim, yes, Avraham Avinu said for himself, he's not going to take anything from the spoils, but the rest of the Chavetz is going to. Chavetz Chaim said a profound lesson and message that at the end of the day, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, he can't come at the expense of others, like Rasul Salanter or the Mice with the Talis. The Mice with the Talis, what should you have in mind? Don't hit the person next to you. It's got to, your Ben Adam Lachaveh, Ben Adam Lachum, got to go hand in hand, one in one. That's like the Rav Hunter said about the Chavetz Chaim himself. The gallus of the Chavetz Chaim was at the same pen. Rav Hunter writes this. Rabbi Razner loves this. The same pen that wrote the Chavetz Chaim, Ben Adam Lachaveh, wrote Mishnah Berurah, Ben Adam Lachum. Beautiful idea. And the fifth and final idea, the Tver Shomo says in Tezvav Yud Gimel, why does it say Vayomer Lavram? It doesn't say Vayomer Hashem Lavram. in Tezvav Gimel, because at the end of the day, he just heard about the Gaulis, he just heard about the darkness. He was just at such a place of Gaulis, he couldn't hear the Rebbeinu Shem's full Shechina. And Gemara Pesachim tells us, Kav Yizayin and Brachos Laman Av, at the end of the day, the Shechina is only Shor at Simcha. And the Ishbitzer, like Rav Amiger said, everything that happens in our life is a dream. It's our job, the way we view it, that's the way it'll be. If we view it as good, it'll be good. If we view it as hard and challenging, then it'll be bad. But we have to be able to always look for the good, to look for the simcha, to look for the positive in anything and everything. Shizokhe Be'ez Hashem, to take the midah of chesed, the midah of amunah, the midah of anova, to always make sure Rabbanan Al-Khaber Ben Adam Al-Khamakam come to enhance each other, and to understand the koyach of simcha in our alakan life. Shkoyach.